When Steve sits down, we'll start.
Steve, watch it.
I had noticed that when Oscar sticks out his hands to Steve, he goes like this. So today I did like this. About break my hand, I'll tell you. We probably need to, but his tail needed to be that way. I mean,
his leg.
He's just made some poor speeding decisions. With Trooper, whatever his name is. Well, y'all said it was a he.
It sounded like it.
Anyway. Parker did. He was sliding in and he ended up with a second-degree burn on his leg, which is really pretty bad. He's had to nurse it. Every day. So Parker, come on up front here, and we will have a word of prayer over your leg.
And his toe, because I think it's broken.
Oh.
Toe is broken too. Yeah. And his leg is broken.
All right. Just I'd like to have everyone to come up front if you can. I'm gonna turn me off, Scott. Okay, I'm back up now. Good, good.
Yes.
Yes. Good, good. I wish they could come back and be with us more often. Good class today, too. Except for the person that interrupted, right? While I'm in... Zach. Yes. Amen. How many surgeries have you had, Zach? 16 surgeries on his back. He's had a lot of problems. Broke his neck a couple years ago. Was it 2 years ago now?
Last year.
So in a car accident. So I mean, it's been a rough path for Zach. I never forget, we went and saw him in the hospital, and that was the day actually he was getting out. So we were able to bring him home. So that was good. His mama and Zach, and so remember Zach too, as he's able to do better and lift things and help me out around the house yesterday. That was nice. Anytime you want to come back and do some work, you come right on now, I'll tell you. As we're talking about it right now, your new Sunday school books are here. This will start the first week in June. We have the open windows, the Baptist adults, the Wednesday class, and your Sunday school book here. So if you didn't grab one, doesn't look like anybody got one yet, but they are here. And that is the first of the month. Georgia Teacher's Guide is there. Also, so today, as we study a mother, I want to talk to you today again. I told you I want to do a couple lessons on mothers, so we got to Father's Day because we got an interruption there. We're going to have Memorial Day, so next week will be something about our military. And so this week, as we study a mother, In the Bible, we want to talk about her because she had a very important role into a big part of the Old Testament and didn't know it. You know, we've heard the stories about her son, but not so much of her. But now we're going to speak of her. Jochebed was the mother of Moses. So we know that her son Moses had done many great things, and the Old Testament is really a lot about him. A lot about his adventures that he had trying to free the Israelites. So let's go back to this beginning of this person that we call Moses and his mother Jochebed, and just to know about her name, it was one of the first names that meant glory to Jehovah is what her name meant. So I was reading on that, it said one of the first names, so I don't know that it was the first, but it said one of the first names. Glory to Jehovah, and Jehovah is another name for God. And Jehovah, for God, it means the true God in the Bible is what it meant in the Jewish language, is what it meant, the true God in the Bible. So glory to Jehovah. Now, did she know that's exactly what that name meant? Did she know that that's what it was going to come about for her to do? Did she know that that was going to be something that, and she would play such an important role? As we talked about in our Wednesday night lessons, there are several women that only had like one thing to do. You know, like the lady last week that ran up on the tower and killed the king or the leader of that group. You know, her place was not to do that. Her place as a woman wasn't to be involved in that. But yet she took her stone, her stone, and took it up top and dropped it. And she killed the leader. So Jochebed was the mother of Moses. She was also the mother of Aaron and Miriam. She was the wife to Amram, as well as her aunt, as well as his aunt. So when I was thinking about this, it sounded a little bit like West Virginia. So that's kind of how I played it in my mind. I said, well, marrying family, that's West Virginia. Marry your brother and sister and all that stuff. I'm sorry, I didn't mean that. Truth is, they had no laws governing that of that time. So Amram married, he was his aunt. Her appearance is short and not too much about her, but one trait stands about her in the Bible is the fact that she trusted in God. She trusted in Him, and that we must have faith in Him in order to trust in Him. You see, we can see that that had taken place early for her. Let's turn in our Bibles to Exodus 2 and let's read a little bit about it. Exodus chapter 2, 1 through 4 is all I'm going to read. But if you'll continue reading down, it'll tell the story that I'm going to tell. As you're turning in your Bibles to Exodus chapter 2, it's right there in the first part of the Bible. But we see how clearly this mother played an important role into what happened. Exodus 2, verse 1, please stand as we read God's Word. And a man of the house of Levi went and took his wife as a daughter of Levi. So the woman conceived and bore a son. And when she saw that he was a beautiful child, she hid him 3 months. But when she could no longer hide him, she took an ark of bulrushes for him, dabbed it in asphalt and pitch, put the child in it, and laid it in the reeds by the river, the river's bank. That's the Nile River. And his sister stood afar off to know what would be done to him. Let us pray. Lord, we're just thankful today that Moses' mother did have the courage to hide him and to be able to be used by you, to put him in the river, that we will see later that he was safe. But you know what? It took faith. It took trust in you for her to do that. And as the day we talk, we're going to talk about trusting you. Lord, we're just so thankful for all you've done. Let it shine out in this lesson today as we share together. In your name we pray. Amen. You may be seated. You see, Jochebed didn't know what would happen, but she had to put her trust in God to put her baby in that situation. As the Pharaoh had ordered that all the newborn boys would be killed. You see, we need to be obedient to what God is telling us to do because we don't know the plan. But yet in Jeremiah 29:11, it says He knows the plan for us. Amen? Amen. And just to give a little timeline here, the Jews had been in Egypt for 400 years. And Joseph was a part of that. He saved the country from a famine. But eventually he was forgotten by the Egyptian rulers, the pharaohs. You see, the pharaohs didn't care about that history. They were going to do it their own way, I guess. The Pharaoh in the opening book of Exodus was afraid of the Jews because there were so many of them. They were populating so much in that time, they were afraid that they'd be taken over. They were afraid that they would join a foreign army against the Egyptians and start a rebellion and basically take over the land there. And so the Pharaoh wouldn't have none of that. You see, he ordered all male Hebrew babies to be killed. Well, when Jochebed gave birth to a son, she saw that he was a healthy baby. And if she didn't want anything to happen to her child, she didn't want to give her child up. The Pharaoh was monitoring it to make sure that if there was any Jewish babies born, that they would be killed. She didn't want her son killed. She was no different than any of us or any of the mothers. Her mother instincts kicked in. She wanted to do everything she could for him. She wanted to do anything. And you guys know as well as I do today that many mothers will go to bat and even parents will go to bat for our children no matter what. And sometimes whether they're right or whether they're wrong because they're still our children. We still love them. The bond of a mother's love at birth is something that is inseparable. And that's why it's so hard for me to believe that we have some mothers out there that can give up their baby or even want to have an abortion. So instead of letting him be murdered, she took a basket and coated it with tar. You know, she made it waterproof so nothing would happen to the baby. And she had already hid it for 3 months, but she knew that she couldn't keep doing that. She knew that there had to be another way. You mothers out there, you know that you seek and find. You seek and ask for answers. You pray about it. You want all kinds of, you just want the best. You don't want to give up your child for nothing, especially death. You know, she put her baby in it and she put it on the reeds of the bank of the Nile River. And I was reading there that the river was infested with crocodiles. So listen, now she's going to put her baby into a carriage, into a reed-made basket here, and waterproof it, and then she's going to put it in a river that has all kinds of crocodiles in it. But still, she did it and had faith that God was going to see him through. That's tough, y'all. Same time, the Pharaoh's daughter was bathing in the river now. Let me just put this story into light for you. The fact is that the Pharaoh's daughter, the same Pharaoh that wanted all Hebrew babies killed, is bathing in the river. And one of her maidservants saw the basket and brought it to her. Look what we found over here. Miriam's the baby's sister watched to see what would happen, and bravely she asked the Pharaoh's daughter if she could get a Hebrew woman to nurse the child. And she was told to go do that. Who does Miriam ask? Who does Miriam go to and say, "Hey, I got a job for you, Mama"? Isn't that amazing that she was asked to be a mother to her own son that was being kept now by the Pharaoh's daughter? Jochebed was paid to nurse and care for the boy, her own son, until he grew. Then she brought him back to the Pharaoh's daughter, who raised him as her own. You see, she was able to care for the baby. She was able to take care of her own son without the fear of the Pharaoh coming and taking her son away. You see, there's so many obstacles in our life today that can take our child, our children away. We may not have the Pharaoh, but sometimes we got DSS that wants to breathe down our throat. Don't even know the whole situation. And I'm not saying that every situation is good. I'm not going to say that every situation is bad either. These people have to make an educated decision. What's best for the child? Well, this Pharaoh thought he knew what was best for the children, the boys, because he didn't want them to grow up to have an army. He didn't want them to grow up and have more that could come against him, because he wanted to be the ultimate leader. But I tell you, he weren't the ultimate leader, because our God was still in control. Our God was still a part of this whole situation. And because this mother had faith, and because this mother trusted in him, we have the story of Moses today. You see, she named him Moses. And Moses' name actually means to draw out. Draw out the Israelites from Egypt and set them free. Isn't that amazing that after that the name, that's what it meant. And her name meant glory to Jehovah, glory to God. And after many hardships, Moses was used by God to free those slaves. You know, the ones that the Pharaoh was using for his advantage. God didn't want them there. God wanted them moved. And y'all know the story of that. It took a lot to get them to move. But what can we learn from the mother? You see, the mother showed great trust in God, in her faithfulness. She believed. She trusted. She allowed God to take over. She didn't keep it to herself. She tried there for a while and knew that she needed help. First, there's two lessons to learn from this. And first, here, many unwed mothers refuse to have an abortion, yet they have no choice but to place their baby up for an adoption. You see, there are some that are in some situations that they have to do that. But at least that child is able to go out and prosper and do other things. We're not in their life. You know, it's not their fault. Like Jochebed, they trust in God to find a loving home for their child. They want the best for their child, and they believe that they are not the ones that can do it. But anyway, their heartbreak at giving up their baby is balanced because they did not kill their unborn through abortion. There's a lot of depressed mothers out there that don't know what to do. There's a lot of depressed mothers out there, or mothers-to-be, that say, you know what, I can just make it easier if I just kill the child. They don't say it like that. They say have an abortion. That's a nice word for killing the child. The second lesson is for heartbroken people who have turned their dreams over to God. You see, they may have desired a happy marriage, successful career, developing their talent, or even a worthwhile goal. But circumstances have prevented it. Haven't allowed them to work out exactly how we wanted it to be. But the only way we get through those disappointments is turning it over to God. And see, that's what she showed. She showed that she did not want to have her son killed. That she was going to save her child, do anything she could. And then when she turned it over to God, this was the thing that came about. Putting her child in a waterproof basket over by the reeds of the Nile River. And the Pharaoh's bathing party, whoever that was, you know, basically found the basket and saved the little Moses. You see, as mothers, you have that instinct that us fathers don't know nothing about. There's a special bond that mothers have with their children. They don't want to let them go. They want the very best for them. And you make a decision in their life how you're going to treat them. You see, we need to treat them with love and care. Look, it don't take a lot of money to give them love and care. You know, they don't always have to have the best things. Most stories of successful people have come from the ones who have been down in the trenches, have been down into hard times, if you will. Have been down and they didn't even know where their next meal was going to come from. Some of the most successful people have stories like that. We think that from the very beginning on through that we got to have the very best. No, you just have to do your very best. Our children just don't stop at birth. Our children are our children from the time that either you as a mother or your child ends this life. It continues on. You always care for your child. But here Jochebed wanted to make sure that the goal that God had for him, he was able to fulfill. And yet she didn't know what that was. So mothers, as you're out there and you're giving support for your children and you're helping your children along, remember that they don't even know what lies ahead of them. You don't know what lies ahead of them. And some of the worst things that we can do as parents sometimes, I think, and some of you are going to agree with me, but it's dictating what they do. They say, well, Sammy, I just want the very best for my child. Yes. We didn't tell Parker to sign up for the Army Reserve in the ninth grade. I wanted him to do JROTC because I wanted him to get his butt straight. I thought that would help him. But his 11th grade year, he decided to do that on his own. Oh, what great feeling of joy when your son has done something or made a decision to what you think is doing right. How proud was Jochebed of the fact that her son was able to do the things that he was able to do. In his gracious way, God gives us himself the most desirable dream we could ever imagine. You see, our dream should include him. When our dream does not include him, we never know the outcome. At least that outcome is going to be with him, no matter what. When she placed little Moses in the Nile that day, Jochebed could not have known that he would grow up to be one of the greatest leaders in the Old Testament, in the Bible period. Chosen to rescue the Hebrew people from slavery in Egypt. By letting go and trusting God, or even a deeper dream was fulfilled. You see, don't hold on to your dreams. Let the child have theirs. Like Jochebed, we won't always foresee God's purpose in letting go, but we can trust that his plan is even better. Moses' mother had to trust in God. She didn't want to have her son killed, so she would do anything, as we will do anything, as mothers, as fathers, we'll do anything to make sure for the only best. We are up against the odds of a fallen nation into sin. So we know that when we bring a child into this world today, that's what they have to put up with. So we cannot fall into the temptations of the world. We have to lead and show our children the ways that they are supposed to go. We cannot allow the world to take us over and expect our children to not do the same. As mothers, as parents, we have to love and care for our children. We have to raise them up and to love and obey the Lord.
Amen.
If we're only loving the Lord on Sunday, guess what they're going to do? Love the Lord on Sunday. It's a 7-day-a-week job, and we are out there, and we need to show our children
Amen.
That they need to do that.
That's right.
That it's a big part of their life, and it's a big guidance for them. We have to teach them right and wrong.
Amen.
And as I said before, no matter what age, a mother will still care for his child. Miss Scott, you still care for Gary, don't you? You still love him, right? Does he use... What? You still get your belt out and let him know who's boss, don't you? No matter what, the love that a mother has for her child will never be broken. Even the ones that claim that there are things that have brought them apart, that's probably one of the fastest rekindling that can ever happen. Because a mother, even psychologically, never loses that bond they have with a child. You see, that's the same love that Christ has for us. No matter what happens, he still loves us. Mothers, no matter what happens, you still love your child. We can't always dictate after they're grown and gone from home, but we can always love them. We can always pray for them. We can always know that God is coming from your side, whether he wants them to come from their side or not. And I'll tell you that your God and our God is bigger than anything that they're dealing with. And it may not be tomorrow that it happens, but my God is awesome. And my God can overcome anything. And you need to make sure that you remain steadfast in your prayers. Don't give up, because we never know the outcome. But he does. I want to leave you with these verses here. Proverbs 3, 5 and 6 says, trust in the Lord with all your heart and lead not into your own understanding. You see, if Jochebed had have lain into her, if she'd have said, I don't understand what's going to happen, blah, blah, blah. She weren't faithful. She weren't obedient. Then none of this would have happened. In all of your ways, acknowledge him and he shall direct your paths. Remain faithful. You don't know where your path is going to lead you, but he does. Psalm 37:3 says, trust in the Lord and do good. Dwell in the land and feed on his faithfulness. You see, he's remained faithful to us. He's remained faithful to his promises that he's given us. Today, mothers and fathers and parents, are you going to remain faithful and trust in him? Let us pray. Lord, we just love you today. We thank you so much. As we've seen this great mother that decided that death was not going to come so young for her child. She tried everything. She hid her child. She put him in a basket to be found, to be raised. You know, she didn't know that outcome, but God did. But you did, God. And you took care of him. You allowed him to be a great leader for you. You allowed him to lead the Hebrew people out of Egypt. You allowed your love to overcome any of the situations that they had there. The Hebrew slavery. They were getting beaten daily. But you knew that there was a bigger plan. You knew that there was a way that this could happen. She didn't know exactly, but Jochebed remained faithful. As mothers today, they must remain faithful. And as parents today, we must remain faithful to know that you have a plan, that we need to raise up our children. We need to raise them up with love and kindness and a care for you, God. Allow you to be 100% in their life. Lord, as we leave today, I just pray that as we go, that if you have a son or a daughter, if you're a mother, and last week, if you weren't able to contact your mother or you weren't able to pray for her, then I pray today that you'll be touched enough that you'll do that, because mothers make a big decision in our life. And as we wish sometimes we could go back and do it all over again, we just want to be faithful to you from now on. You see, we all got a past. We've all done something we ain't so proud of. We've all got things in our life that seem like to be weighing us down. But from the time you ask for forgiveness and you ask Jesus into your heart, and even if that day starts over today, what are you doing for your future? Are you going to allow God to lead your future? I just ask today, God, that they allow you in their lives, men and women, alike, as we lead these children of our nation. These children today are in so much sin, so many things in our world they can get caught up in. I just pray you go with each and every one of us as we leave here today, and that we proclaim you as our God. We love you and we praise you. Amen.